I entitled my message this week, Pay Attention. How many times have you heard that, maybe from a teacher or a parent? Pay attention there, boy. Well, sometimes we get distracted, and we start forgetting simple things. Now, old Ralphie maybe would sometimes, when he gets out of the shower, would stand there thinking, did I wash my hair or not? My mind sometimes seems to be on autopilot, and I really don't know for sure. But did you know, survey says, 8.7 million adults in the United States have ADHD, and they say the count continues to rise. Now, I think it might be because we're not paying attention. I have ADD and dyslexic, but, you know, a lot of my problems is I just don't pay attention. Or as we as a nation are becoming more and more distracted. Well, perhaps the answer to that doesn't really matter, does it? What does matter, though, is that when we're distracted from what is important to our own well-being and success, and essentially, if we don't pay attention, we lose. Well, feeling distracted does not mean that we all have a level of ADD. But what it does mean, even if it's temporary for a multitude of reasons, for many of us, stress is the culprit. And the more stressed and anxious that you are, the more distracted you'll be. Even short-term memory issues can be linked to anxiety and stress. Well, I think if you become distracted, maybe you are suffering from depression. Now, those of you who have experienced depression know what I'm talking about. Because when you're in a state of depression, your mind literally will not function properly, and your ability to focus for any length of time diminishes. And you can't seem to pay attention to anything, but only resort to random, chaotic, or disorganized thoughts. I experience some of that. Maybe you do too. But only those random, chaotic thoughts might be because you're not able to think things through. Or maybe you're obsessed over things like playing or replaying in your mind. You know how your mind wanders, at least mine does, like a hamster on a wheel. And it's hard to see beyond that situation. Or you could just suffer from ordinary distraction, maybe from grieving. Grief wreaks havoc in our mind and our bodies. Even though we know its effects are only temporary, we can have unsettling things happen that simply are not the top of your game. You may become easily distracted, having difficulty paying attention to things that once mattered, and you feel a deep sense of distress and loss which prevents you from clarity. I think maybe even physical malaise sometimes can affect your level of distraction. Anything from vitamin deficiency to addictions or even just too much sugar. Now, I am not a psychoanalyst, and I am not trying to solve all the things about depression and anxiety and all that, but I do know for things we are a fairly easily distracted creature. You know, we're all like sheep that's gone astray. We humans have a lot of characteristics of sheep. I think that's why Jesus used them so much in the analogy. But Jesus is describing the human state of distraction as weighing down of the heart. Now, some translations use the word dulling, but I think weighing down is not only more accurate in the etymology, but it's also more accurate in the physiological areas, psychological areas, or all that other ologies. Well, he tells us that we can get so distracted in our hearts, so weighted down with drunkenness or other addictions or simply with anxiety and the worries of life, that we stop paying attention to God and the state of our souls. And when we fall into that kind of numb-like state, we're susceptible to falling into traps. Watch out, Jesus said, for that day of redemption does not catch you unexpected, like being in a trap. I think that's a great metaphor for not paying attention. as though you're like wandering through the woods, not paying attention to your path or where you're putting your feet, and consequently sometimes you can literally fall into a trap. Not unlike an animal caught in such a snare, you find yourself sometimes hard to escape it. For a trap, particularly a spiritual trap, keeps you moving forward from walking your path with God. And it keeps you bound to the earth and intimate death. It does not allow you to be lifted up. A trap defies God's power of resurrection. And it keeps you earthbound, not able to be spiritually transcended of your anxiety or your pain or your addictions or even your grief. It will keep you just stuck in the mud, in a rut, if you would. And when it comes to walking with God, whether in this life or the next, you don't want to be stuck. So what's the answer, preacher? I think we can do is to keep ourselves from being so distracted that we become stuck within our negative belief patterns, and we all have them, pessimistic attitudes, grieving hearts, or anxieties and worries. But yet, what did Jesus say? Pay attention. That Greek word means simply to keep awake or keep alert or be vigilant and watch out. Pay attention. Pay attention to what, preacher? To the state of our soul. Now, we are in a constant state of Advent, even though this is the Advent season. We're always in a state of Advent because Jesus is just not talking about what unfolds around us. He's talking about what's happening within us. In fact, you can't truly comprehend what's happening around you if you're not first caring for what's happening within you. Remember what happens to your ability to assess and cope and understand and realize when you're in a state of distraction for whatever reason that may be. And as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of them. So, but if you want to feel confident in the world, you must feel confident in yourself, your heart, your spirit. These must feel light and in tune and in tandem with God's spiritual guidance. You must focus on God and God's path for your life, and you must be free of distractions. Easier said than done, but yeah, we need to be free from distraction so that you can walk that path freely and assuredly no matter what is happening to you around. So in this Advent season, think about these things, that you must potentially and intentionally make time each day to pay attention to the state of your soul, to keep watch, that you do not allow yourself to sink into a place of despair and grief. And do not put your trust and your heart's desires in earthly and material things. No, put your faith in Christ, for He will lift you up. So this Advent season, just at the beginning, it's a time in which we too anticipate our lives and the coming of God into the world. We must ask ourselves daily if we are prepared for the changes that He will make in our life. Not in our life, but also in our heart. For Advent is not a mere memory, not just a celebration of a long time past. Advent is the acknowledgement that God is still speaking to us. If, I love the buts and the ifs, if we only listen. In this time of Advent, we must pay attention to the ways in which God's breaking through time and space, breaking through our distraction, breaking through our world, breaking through our lives in order to make new changes and provide us with this new direction. So, our challenge is this. Allow our souls to resonate with God's awesome presence. And we will experience a miracle life that Jesus has promised us. Not merely in the world to come, but in our lives in the now, today. God's still speaking. God is still doing miracles. God is here. All you have to do is pay attention. So as you go through the Advent series and the Chrismon things on the online service, pay attention to what those symbols are and what they mean, and you will be truly blessed. And you will be aware of some things that maybe you weren't aware of. And we thank God for all the ones that worked so hard to put these symbols together and even allow modern technology to have us look at all the symbols and what they mean. Well, enjoy. God loves you, and so do we.